Hashtag this is dictating on Olla Villani. That's Villani. 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 And as Nancy. Olla. Paula. Date of birth is 12/2/48. And date of visit is 1/2/25. Next, please make a copy for Patrick Larazabal. Larazabal. Patrick. Patrick Larazabal, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Patrick, thank you for sending Paula Villani for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chest present illness. This is a 76-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking and history for COPD, coronary artery disease, and peripheral vascular disease, and hypertension with diabetes was experiencing shortness of breath with activity. The patient was sent for a chest CT. Which apparently shows a right upper lobe ground glass, 1 centimeter, irregular, non-calcified nodule. The PET CT done on 11/26/24 showed no significant hypermetabolism in the right upper lung nodule and could be post-inflammatory. Follow-up CT was suggested in 6 months. The patient has other sub-centimeter ground glass nodules as well. She has had occasional cough, mild wheezing, and has no chest pains, hemoptysis, fevers, chills. She has smoked a pack per day for 60 years and continues to smoke. She has been using an albuterol inhaler as needed. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes a history of COPD, history of diabetes mellitus type 2, and hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She has peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease, and neuropathy, as well as nephropathy. The surgical history includes hysterectomy, cataract repair with lens implants, left foot trauma with multiple left ankle and foot surgeries, and aortic valve replacement in 2018. The patient also has chronic eczema and dermatitis. She has hyperlipidemia. Next, habits. Patient smokes 1 pack per day, has done so for 60 plus years. Next. I'm sorry, alcohol is minimal. Next paragraph. family history. Mother had heart disease and hypertension. Father also had heart disease. Next, allergies to amiodarone and lisinopril. Next paragraph, med list. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, breztriaerosphere 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, sevelin 250 milligrams daily, and hydralazine 25 milligrams TID. Imodium 2 milligrams PRN and Plavixant 5 milligrams daily, prednisone 1 milligram daily, metformin 500 milligrams daily, Prevacid 30 milligrams daily, BID, Topol XL 25 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, this other system review. The patient has fatigue and has weight loss, she has shortness of breath, wheezing, she has heartburn and diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg swelling. There's no depression or anxiety. There's joint pains, muscle stiffness, no seizures or headaches, but has memory loss. There's no urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. Denies vertigo or blackouts. There's no double vision or cataracts. And there's eczema and skin rash. Next, physical exam. This thin elderly white female is alert, pale. Says marked clubbing, no sign of just peripheral pulses are diminished. Blood pressure 118/60. Pulse is 74. Respiration 20. Temperature 97.2. Weight is 104. Saturation 97. HEND are non-spalic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue moist, throat is injected. Ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise. No thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes in the upper chest, no crackles. The arteries are regular, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds accurate. Extremities, no edema. Extremities will left ankle swelling with decreased peripheral pulses. No cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1 is COPD with severe emphysema. Number 2 is multiple lung nodules etiology undetermined. Number 3 is nicotine dependency. Number 4, history of hypertension. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. And number 6 is history of peripheral vascular disease. And next period I plan, the patient has been counseled about quitting cigarette smoking and used, and also used albuterol in HADA. Two pumps on a PRN basis. CT of the chest was ordered in 3 months. Complete PFT to be done with bronchodilator studies. CT of the chest was ordered in 1 month. Complete PFT with bronchodilators. She will, she will use the albuterol inhaler, two puffs TID PRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you. It's Dr. D'Souza. Thank you. Copy of this, Patrick Larrazabal, LARRAZABAL, MD. Thank you.